a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Call a meeting of the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission to order. Today we are assembled to with one item on our a multiple item on our agenda. Cindy, would you? You're going to be the person who's going to be testifying, correct? Is there anyone else?
No.
Okay.
It's just me, I think.
All right. Would you stand and raise your right hand? I swear, repeat your name.
I, Cindy Kemnitz.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Swear to tell the whole truth.
You don't have to repeat the whole, just say I. Thank you very much. Would you explain why you are here today?
We have a list of companies that have failed to pay their gross receipts tax.
And you are here to testify in regards to your relationship with them?
Yes.
Would you... turn it over to Kristen Edwards. Ms. Edwards, would you run the meeting from this? Excuse me, is she going to do that?
She's going to ask questions.
Okay.
The lawyer.
Sometimes we turn it over to an attorney to run, so.
Thank you. And for the purposes of this hearing, we would prefer to consolidate Cindy's testimony for dockets TC 13-120 through TC 13-135, if that's all right. Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Cindy Kemnitz.
And where are you employed?
The Public Utilities Commission.
What is your position with the PUC?
Finance manager.
As finance manager, what do your job duties entail as they would pertain to the hearing today?
I am responsible for assessing and collecting the gross receipts tax.
And what calendar year gross receipts tax is at issue in this hearing?
2012.
Thank you. And referring to what has been marked for identification purposes as Exhibit 1, do you have that in front of you?
Yes.
And could you please describe this exhibit?
These companies on this exhibit have failed to file or pay, or one or the other, their gross receipts tax for calendar year 2012. On the bottom, though, however, one company has, since this exhibit or since the show cause order was mailed, has paid their gross receipts tax.
And was this exhibit shared or attempted to be shared with all other parties prior to this hearing?
Yes.
At this point, staff would offer staff's Exhibit 1 into evidence.
Without objection, it's received.
Thank you. Referring to this exhibit, were orders to show cause and notice of hearing sent to those companies listed on Exhibit 1 because they are authorized to conduct business in South Dakota as a telecommunications company and they have failed to timely pay their gross receipts tax?
Yes.
What date was the order for and notice to show cause signed by the commissioners?
November 12, 2013.
And on what date was the order sent to the companies listed in Exhibit 1?
November 13, 2013.
And how was the notice of today's hearing provided to those companies?
They were sent out first-class mail.
Did the commission establish a rate and assess the gross receipts tax as authorized in SDCL 49-1A-3?
Yes.
Can you tell us on what date that was done?
It was done on April 23rd, 2013, that commission meeting.
And how were companies notified of that gross receipts tax and assessment?
They were sent an invoice via email unless we did not have an email address, and then we sent it out first class mail.
When is the due date for gross receipts tax?
July 15th, 2013.
Did the companies listed on Exhibit 1 pay the gross receipts tax due under SDCL 49-1A-5?
No, except for Broadvox CLEC, LLC.
Did any of the companies listed on Exhibit 1 also fail to file an annual report with the commission for the 2012 calendar year?
Most of them did not file Covista, Go Solo Technologies, Yestel, and Broadvox did file an annual report.
Have any of the companies listed on Exhibit 1 since paid the tax and penalties for the late payment?
Yes.
What is your recommendation as to the companies that have not paid?
For those companies that have not paid, I would recommend that we revoke their certificate of authority.
And which company did pay?
Broadvox CELEC LLC.
What is your recommendation as to Broadvox CELEC LLC?
I would ask that the commission would dismiss this docket.
Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions by the commissioners? If not, is there a motion? Commissioner Feagin.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we revoke the certificate of authority in the dockets listed on Exhibit 1 and dismiss, dismiss TC 13-122.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion on that motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. Motion carries. That concludes the work on this docket. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. Motion